Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Clear My Skin podcast. This podcast is dedicated to research, practices, and experiences that aim to help clear one's skin of skin conditions, such as acne, but in a more natural way. I share loads of nutrition facts, findings about cosmetics and procedures, and in general, different themes that will help you clear your skin in a natural way. Before we move forward, an important disclaimer I have to make is that I'm not a doctor of any sort, and I'm not a nutritionist, and I'm not a beautician. I'm just someone who's been struggling with acne for more than 10 years without any success of curing it with traditional methods. This episode is dedicated to vitamin D and its importance for skin health, how vitamin D and acne can be related, and what you can do to check whether vitamin D has something to do with your acne. Okay, now let's get into it. So, in this episode, I am going to cover three main things. The first thing I'm going to go over is I'm going to give you some very scientific rundown of what vitamin D is. Then I'm going to go and I'm going to talk a little bit about what is the connection between vitamin D and acne. And last, but oh, definitely not least, I'm going to cover vitamin D in your acne case. So starting first with what vitamin D is. In the traditional sense, vitamin D, we all think about vitamin D and sunlight. And I think, at least I can speak for myself for a very long time, I didn't really understand the actual importance of vitamin D. Like, I always knew that it's good for you, but I never really dug deeper, especially trying to understand the vitamin D effect on different parts of the body and our health. So it turns out that, of course, as we know, vitamin D is great and vitamin D is really nice for your health and it could be very beneficent. However, I never really understood, like I was never really interested to dig deeper into what vitamin D actually is and how it could have any effect on me. Like, I never really considered that vitamin D could have anything to do with acne until I started digging like crazy and, you know, researching for my own sake how I can cure myself in a more natural way. So the thing is that vitamin D is actually a group of fat-soluble secosteroids. I know that's a very difficult word. I don't actually know what it means. However, that fat-soluble group of secosteroids is responsible for increasing intestinal absorption of calcium, magnesium, and phosphate, and many other biological effects. In humans, the most important compounds in this group are vitamin D3 and vitamin D2. And that's why I think sometimes you can see, for example, vitamin D3 drops with something else or just vitamin D3 drops that are recommended to take as supplements. Again, a lot of these definitions that I'm throwing at you right now are taken from Wikipedia. So if you're really interested into the deep and dirty of what vitamin D is and its chemical structure, you can definitely go crazy on Wikipedia. So, you know, you can do that, but I'm not going to bore you too much with this here in this section. I think another important thing for vitamin D to mention is that it can be synthesized in adequate amounts by most mammals, aka also humans, if exposed to sufficient sunlight. It is not essential, so technically not a vitamin. And this is where it gets interesting. So instead, vitamin D can be considered a hormone, with activation of the vitamin D prohormone resulting in the active form calcitriol, which then produces effects via a nuclear receptor in multiple locations. So that's a very difficult way of basically saying that because of the way that it's synthesized in the human body, vitamin D can actually be considered a prohormone. So not exactly a hormone, but kind of in the same group. And that was a very interesting finding for me because I started to put two and two together, especially when it comes to how your body reacts and how your hormones can be very much responsible for a lot of processes on your body, but including your skin health and also acne as a consequence. So now we get to the more traditional things. And, you know, generally we all think, I mean, we're taught to think that vitamin D is mostly coming from sunlight and we can get it from sunlight. However, there's been quite a bit of research out there as well. And there's been definitely some people out there who have been suggesting that the way that we as humans absorb vitamin D through sunlight is actually not that great. So basically, they say that our bodies might not be that efficient, like they might not be doing that well when it comes to absorbing and processing vitamin D in the body from sunlight. However, again, I am not a scientist and I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you the full rundown on this one. It's just different things that I've read in academic papers and experts I've talked to, so I'm not really sure. And the other thing is that when it comes to sunlight, we also need to take different things into account. So, for example, getting the right amount of vitamin D for us can become problematic based on different environmental factors, like not enough sunlight. And there's a lot of countries around the world, Scandinavia, what, where there is definitely not enough sunlight throughout the year. So it already becomes problematic, and that could be one of the explanations as to why such a huge amount of people around the world are vitamin D deficient. But then we also need to consider something else, which is if our only way of getting vitamin D is from sunlight, or at least the most preferred way of getting vitamin D is from sunlight, we also need to think about our skin and the fact that too much sunlight can actually be a little bit dangerous. That is something to be wary of, because just going out there without sunscreen and, being like, oh, I'm just gonna get so much vitamin D today, be careful. So the good news is that we actually can get vitamin D from two different other sources. One of them is from food. So if you want to get more vitamin D, you can naturally do that through the consumption of oily fish such as salmon, sardines, herring, mackerel, red meat, liver, egg yolks, and so on and so on. You can go on Google and you can research for more foods that are rich in vitamin D, and then you can get them in that way, which can be quite efficient. And last but not least, a very important part for this podcast episode today is that you can get vitamin D through supplements. Now we are ready to move on to the second section, which is what is the connection between vitamin D and acne? Interestingly enough, once I started to dig into different factors that could be contributing to acne, one thing that kept on popping up is vitamin D, and specifically vitamin D deficiency. One of the many studies that I found is by Kim Ha and Lee. The reason why I say also the names of these researchers is that you can also go and search for yourself for the same studies on Google Scholar, for example, afterwards. But these guys, among some other researchers, found something interesting. So basically, they found the following. Vitamin D deficiency was more frequent in patients with acne, and serum 25-OHD, in other words, vitamin D, levels were inversely correlated with acne severity, especially in patients with inflammatory lesions. So what this finding says is that, in my opinion, it's quite revolutionary, because if they do manage to prove this at scale, that is a very, very significant correlation over there. So what this finding basically says is that people who have acne are more likely to have a vitamin D deficiency. And not only that, but people who have worse acne have a worse vitamin D deficiency. So they're more deficient in vitamin D than people who have less severe acne. That is super interesting, in my opinion. And I guess it kind of makes sense, because vitamin D is known to have a lot of antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, which are beneficial for your skin. And antibacterial properties of vitamin D can help fight bacteria that are causing acne. And acne also leads to inflammation, which can be controlled with vitamin D. Another thing to keep in mind when we talk about inflammation and vitamin D and acne in your body is that a lot of the states that acne pops up in. So it is a symptom, of course, but oftentimes it's a symptom of some sort of internal irritation of the body, some sort of inflammation. So if vitamin D already has the properties to fight off inflammation, at least to a certain degree in the body, then things really do change. And of course, it can prove to be beneficial for acne. So more and more, basically, research is starting to explore how vitamin D regulates the immune system, and the immune system link might explain the relationship between vitamin D levels and skin health. And another thing that is worth mentioning here is that if you keep on digging on different topics when it comes to acne and, internal causes of acne, you'll also find more and more recent research that focuses on the relationship between the gut health, the microbiome, and the actual skin. And, a lot of people say that a big part of the immune system is actually, let's say, hosted, which is probably not the correct word for this here, but our immune system is very much dependent on our gut health and what we how we feed each other, which makes complete sense, of course. The science behind it is much more complex to explain, but that's, let's say, a vague summary of this. So it doesn't surprise me that researchers are starting to explore this connection between vitamin D and the immune system, and as a consequence, skin health. Then the interesting thing, which is also logical here, is that several of these studies have found that after the right dosage of vitamin D supplements in acne patients, their acne symptoms improve significantly. Another assumption that I have based on all of this and having my own experience with vitamin D deficiency and then correcting that as a consequence is that vitamin D, given that it's a sort of a hormone technically, it does have also a big effect on the rest of your hormones in your body and has a lot of impact when it comes to your immune system and your gut health. So if you kind of regulate that and you get yourself to a normal state, in case you're a vitamin D deficiency, it makes all the sense that everything else will be improved. So vitamin D, immune system, skin health, big connection there. And it's really, really great to talk about all these studies. I personally find them very interesting and very promising because, having more and more resources going to research like that that focuses on, treating the actual deep-rooted cause that can cause acne is very exciting to me. And that being said, even though that's great, all the work that's going into this and all the new findings that are coming out, it's still really, really good to kind of be aware of the fact that also a lot of these studies have not been conclusive simply because of the complex nature of acne as a disease. I think it's actually quite difficult to get people into the right studies, get enough resources, and really deeply investigate this on a regular basis because it does require a lot of resources. Another reason why these studies have been so inconclusive in the past, and I mean up to this recent day, is because the pathogenesis of acne is really not clear to this day. I think it's, if you think about it, there can actually be so many different causes for acne. Maybe there's a deeper root of that, but some people have acne because of PCOS, some people have it because they have severe intolerance to dairy. Some other people have it because they have PCOS with insulin resistance. Like, there can be so many different reasons as to why acne, adult acne, chronic adult acne is a symptom. And again, just a good place for me to mention here that you should use all of this information on this podcast is a guiding step in your journey to discovery for yourself rather than take it all of it as gospel. As I said, I think it takes a lot of your own research and a lot of your own understanding of your own body to kind of get to the root cause for you and what that means. And, just being aware that vitamin D could be partially contributing to the symptom that acne is, I think it's a good step. Like, I would have appreciated so much if someone told me years ago, like, you just need to look at your vitamin D as well. You need to look at acne in a completely different way. And you need to look at it as a symptom, not as a cause. It's not something you treat on the top, it's something you treat from within. And something like vitamin D could actually have quite a bit of impact on your own body. Vitamin D and your acne case. So, first things first. I want to share my experience because that's the whole reason why I actually recorded this episode and why I did extra research on what I had to do. More than a month ago, definitely more than a month ago, I think about 2 months ago, I went to do some blood tests that I wanted to do for myself based on a lot of research that I've already done. And I wanted to see what's going on with my blood and my body, so what's going on within. And except for a full blood scan, as well as testing my hormones, I wanted to test some additional things like vitamin D and B12, for example, because at the time I was also really not eating a lot of meat and less fish than I normally do. So I wanted to see how, among others, how these two vitamins, hormones, and all that are actually contributing to my overall state. And I went to a clinic, I did the blood test, and I asked them to test me for vitamin D. So the results came back relatively fast, I think the same day. And then I saw that I was vitamin D deficient. I didn't really pay that much attention to it because, as I said before in the beginning of this episode, up until recently, I haven't really understood that vitamin D and acne can have a very significant connection. So for me, seeing that I'm vitamin D deficient was more about, oh, it's, the winter season, and maybe that's why I don't have enough vitamin D in my body, which again was a somewhat interesting, situation. I kind of knew that there could be some sort of a link just because I've already crossed a little bit of that information in some of the research that I've read on acne, but I never really dug deeper into it. So then that same week, I went to the endocrinologist to talk about what was clearly a hormonal imbalance that I was going through. And then I also mentioned to her, oh, by the way, I'm vitamin D deficient and here's my results. And she said, you should take this much every day and let's see how it goes. And that period, it was actually Christmas, and my diet wasn't really great. I wasn't really following the low glycemic diet at that time because it was the holiday season and I was with family, so of course I let myself indulge in things a little bit. It's not like I ate a lot of bad things, but it's not like I limited myself from the bad things either. Like, I would take things in moderation, like, for example, meat that I normally avoid, or wine, or ice cream, or sweets, but that's usually not a big part of my diet. So, of course, that would have some sort of an effect on my skin, I thought, as well as the fact that I was quite stressed for different reasons at the time, and I didn't really sleep that great. And sleep is one of the worst things for my skin in general. The one different thing that I did in that period, because I was supposed to do tests several weeks after, again, for the hormone imbalance and such, I started taking vitamin D drops every single day. And I actually didn't really nail the measurements. Like, I think I was taking less than I should have because I was afraid not to overdo it. And that's been in that period, that was the only different thing that I've done with my body and my skin at the time. So what I noticed is that in the span of 2 or 3 weeks, I think maybe like definitely more than 3 weeks, I think actually, my inflammation, like the inflammation on my skin just kind of resided. And then once it resided, it remained at a steady level. Like, it didn't go away completely, but it remained at a steady level. And I didn't have big breakouts. And I should have because of my poor diet, my sleep wasn't all right, and in general, because it was also around the time of my period. So it was very interesting that my skin was very calm for what it was. As I said, I had to do a different set of more in, like, very much more in-depth blood tests later, again for hormones, and I did a full blood scan and all that. And the one thing I noticed is that while my hormones were still a little bit out of control, like, not control, okay, that was the wrong way to express it. Like, while some hormones were still elevated, they were less, like, significantly less elevated than the first time around. So, again, there could be so many different factors for all of this. There could be a completely different explanation to all of this. However, that was the only different thing that I did in that period. And I think it could be related to the fact that I was vitamin D deficient and I started taking vitamin D drops, and like, it had some sort of an impact on my body. I think I need to do this for much longer to kind of have a very conclusive statement for myself, but that's just at least my personal experience with vitamin D deficiency so far. And I think I actually need to figure out the dosage still because, it's kind of difficult when you have the drops and, you have a certain limit that you should take per day. And it also depends on season, how much of certain foods to eat. So it takes a little bit of tinkering with, but it's been an interesting learning so far. So what does that mean for you and, your vitamin D levels and your acne case? So I think first things first, you need to go get tested for vitamin D with a blood sample, for example. I think you can test with different ways, saliva, I believe, and also hair, but the more common and most traditional way is to test for vitamin D deficiency with a blood sample. So also keep in mind that that's actually not something that your GP will just recommend. Like, I don't think that there's a lot of doctors out there who are like, oh yeah, you have acne, go test your vitamin D. So you'll probably have to do a test in a private clinic, but in all fairness, like testing vitamin D is not something super complicated, doesn't take a long time, and in general, it's not that expensive. At least it depends on where you live, I guess, but I think even in Europe where I'm based, it's not that difficult and it's not that expensive. And also, when you go do these tests, like I've been talking this whole episode about the link between vitamin D and acne. But just keep in mind that a large amount of the population are vitamin D deficient. And that I think also goes back to the whole thing that we discussed in the beginning about the fact that a lot of people can't actually absorb vitamin D that efficiently in their body. So even if you are vitamin D deficient, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has anything to do with your acne. In my case, like the jury's still out. I'm not 100% convinced that it does, but I also am not convinced that it doesn't. So, it's a 50-50 situation over there. So in your case as well, even if you're vitamin D deficient, like it might not be related to your acne. We can't be sure. But in any case, if you are vitamin D deficient, you should consult with your doctor. And something I can't stress enough, if you're not vitamin D deficient, I would honestly say, please do not start taking supplements. There's absolutely no point. And the same goes for different type of supplements that people take, even though we don't need them. Like, just to give you an example, I went the first time and I tested myself for zinc, which takes a little bit longer because where I did the tests, they didn't test the zinc within the country, so they had to send it outside and then give me back the results. But long story short, I honestly thought that I was zinc deficient because of acne. Again, a lot of research out there that zinc deficiency is linked to acne because zinc is really great for your body for inflammation and keeping things normal. I was not zinc deficient. I was on the very low end of the norms, and if I am to take zinc, a specific type of zinc that's well absorbed by the body, maybe I will have some positive effect on my body, but I don't need to take that supplement. And if I decide to take a little bit of zinc supplement, I really need to do my research on how that's going to affect me, what amount of zinc I can take, and for how long. Because if you're not deficient, especially, there's actually not really a need for us to take these supplements. And I think like a lot of these supplements can be so great for your health. However, there's a lot of marketing out there that just pushes vitamins and different types of supplements on people who don't actually need them. Like oftentimes, you'll go to someone's house and then you'll see they have these like different bottles of supplements and vitamins and minerals and whatnot. And then you're like, but why are you drinking this? Oh, because it's good for you. Oh, because they're really good for you. Sure, but have you actually tested yourself if you need a lot of these supplements? The tricky thing is that we think because it comes from a herb or because it's a natural something type of supplement, we think that it can't really hurt even if it's in excess, but that's not true. Like even a herb that you take could have a very severe reaction on your body if it's taken if it's taken too much and if it's taken for a longer period than you should take it. So that's why I'm saying like go test yourself for vitamin D deficiency and consider taking supplements only if you have a deficiency. And of course, I think it never really hurts to just consult with your doctor on that topic because I mean, they're people who know what they're doing and they can give you a bit more of an information. Or at least, even if you're not going to consult yourself with them, make sure to do your own research because that could even prove more efficient sometimes for yourself. So I think, especially for deficiency, it really depends on measurements and how they're measured. And like, I've done tests only in one country, so I can only talk about this. But for me, I think deficiency was registered as the quantity under 50 mNOL. So, actually the results would also show me that I'm under the norm, so then I need to do something about it. And then we get to the next point, which is if you do have a vitamin D deficiency, consult yourself with your doctor and then you take some supplements, high quality supplements. Now it's time to talk about a little about the dosage of your high quality vitamin D drops. I've never taken pills vitamin D supplements, so I can't really talk about that in detail. Not sure which one is better than the other. I've been told on multiple occasions that high quality vitamin D drops are probably better than vitamin D pills. Not sure if that's true or not. However, if you are doing vitamin D drops, I think that's similar for pills. You should have something between 1,000 and 2,000 IU per day of vitamin D supplements if you have a deficiency. So that's something to keep in mind. Another very interesting thing that was shared to me by a doctor, actually, that same endocrinologist who told me that I should take vitamin D drops every single day to fix, I mean, for a certain amount of time. She also said that when you take vitamin D drops, you should actually take them in your mouth and not put them in your coffee or water, because when you put them in coffee and water, it stays on the glass. Because if you remember, we talked about how vitamin D is this fat soluble something something, and you can really see the consistency of the vitamin that it's, you know, it kind of it looks like oil a little bit when you put it in a drink. And I wasn't really sure how that would work. And I remember earlier that same year, in the beginning, I used to take vitamin D drops again, not knowing whether or not I had a vitamin D deficiency. So that's why I'm saying be very careful. But that, you know, every single day I would do drops, and I think I did more than you normally need to do this, you know, more than you normally need as a quantity. And then I would always put it in my coffee. And then looking at the little oily part on top of the drink, I was like, I'm not really sure if this actually gets ingested properly in the body. And then months later, I got the answer to this, which was no, it doesn't. And it's much more efficient and much better if you just take the little squeezy thing that you use for the drops and just put it in your mouth. Yes, put that vitamin D in your mouth. Anyways, moving on. Another note on this topic, whenever you take vitamin D, it's important to think about the absorption in your body. So if you could, take it with food. For a long time, I used to take it in the morning with my water or with my coffee, even just as a drop form in my mouth. And still, it is apparently better to take it with food. That's what the interwebs say. So can you really argue with the interwebs? Not sure. And once you start taking these supplements, like I will continue to preach this on this podcast, blog, whatever, everywhere. I'm going to preach the idea of testing. So once you start taking these supplements in whatever shape or form they are, make sure that even if you're vitamin D deficient, you've consulted yourself with a doctor, and even if they've told you to take it for a longer period of time than you should, I think it's always good to first start with, let's say, 8 weeks of taking vitamin D. Because another thing is that fat soluble steroid actually builds up in your body. So you need to see how your body reacts to it. And it's not a bad idea to go get yourself tested again and see where you stand on the scale. Especially if you are approaching summer and spring and it's going to be sunnier and you already eat a lot of, let's say, fatty fish. Maybe it's not necessary that you take a vitamin D supplement all throughout the year. And you just need to see how your body reacts to it. So, some people say that in comparison to vitamin C, vitamin D definitely builds up in the body and you don't pee it out. I'm also not very sure how accurate this is about vitamin C that it gets peed out. I think that a lot of people are still not really clear on what happens to excess vitamin C in the body, but just a note for you to remember in the future, it's best if you kind of test as you go with vitamin D. Normally, also, what doctors advise is to take a break between how long you take vitamin D. So, for example, if you take vitamin D for 8 weeks, everything seems fine, you seem to be reacting well to it, your blood results are good, and you're not in excess, then you can actually take maybe vitamin D for a little bit longer. But then it's good to take a break of, let's say, 8 to 16 weeks in between, if not even longer, between you start your next cycle of taking vitamin D. Another thing that I have been advised by doctors is that while I'm not taking the supplements because I'm vitamin D deficient, I should make sure that I get enough sunlight and that I eat enough vitamin D foods like fatty fish, salmon, for example, canned tuna, etc. You just need to keep in mind that in combination, the supplements and vitamin D rich foods that can give you more vitamin D, and if you're doing all of this during summer, for example, it could build up in your body. So be mindful of how much you expose yourself to natural sunlight. How many vitamin D rich foods do you eat on a daily basis, and you know, the quantity of it all, and how much do you take in terms of supplements? Because again, too much of it could actually cause not only worse acne, but different health problems. So we need to be all, I think we all need to become just much more meticulous about measuring and testing when it comes to the things that we ingest. So last but not least, I thought this was an interesting episode to record because I've personally so far found something very interesting about my body, and I even found more interesting research to support that there could be a very vital link between vitamin D and acne. For me personally, it's been a very short amount of time, and it's very difficult to say the actual impact that taking quality vitamin D supplements has had on my acne. However, it's an important step in my discovery journey. So take everything I say here with a grain of salt and go do your own research. And all of that being said, I think I need to be clear that I don't believe that getting your vitamin D deficiency in check is going to cure your acne on its own. I really don't. I don't think that vitamin D deficiency is solely responsible for acne. I think there's a much more complicated link here, something probably that we already discussed that has to do with the immune system and your gut and, you know, your overall hormonal balance. But the good thing to remember is that if you start to dig more for yourself and your own body and what's going on there, supplements could already help alleviate some of the symptoms if you are vitamin D deficient. I mean, acne symptoms. So I hope that this was actually a very educational episode and it could help someone go test it, go get tested for vitamin D, and hopefully that's a good step in your journey. Guys, definitely make sure to do your own research thoroughly on your own and consult with a doctor before you take any steps. I think it's a good general rule of thumb to not take supplements if you're not deficient in vitamin D or, for that matter, anything else. And if you are deficient and you start taking some sort of supplements, do monitor your dosage as well as the amount of time that you take these supplements. Quality of the product really also matters, so be mindful of that. Keep doing blood tests and monitor your vitamin D levels throughout the year in different sections, quarterly or every half year, and just keep on researching for yourself. Thanks, guys. I hope that this episode was educational and I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that you will now have a little bit more insight into what could be causing or at least impacting your acne significantly. If you want to learn more about different ways that you can start researching for yourself, what the cause of your acne is and how you can treat it in a more natural way, you should check out my blog, clearmyskin.org, and make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you will get every episode. And last but not least, if you are more of an email newsletter person and you don't hang out on Anchor or Spotify all the time, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter, which is clearmyskin.substack.com, or you can find the link to that on the website clearmyskin.org. Until next time, eat good foods, guys. Get all the water, get that rest, and let's clear our skin more naturally together.